The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 17th chapter. After Jesus had spoken these words to his disciples, he looked up to heaven and said, "Father, the hour has come. Glorify your Son so that the Son may glorify you, since you have given him authority over all people, to give eternal life to all whom you have given him. And this is eternal life, that they may know you, the only true God, and Jesus Christ, whom you have sent. I glorified you on earth by finishing the work that you gave me to do. So now, Father, glorify me in your own presence with the glory that I had in your presence before the world existed. I have made your name known to those whom you gave me from the world. They were yours, and you gave them to me, and they have kept your word. Now they know that everything you have given me is from you. For the words that you gave to me, I have given to them, and they have received them, and know in truth that I came from you, and they have believed that you sent me. I am asking on their behalf. I am not asking on behalf of the world, but on behalf of those whom you gave me, because they are yours. All mine are yours, and yours are mine, and I have been glorified in them. And now I am no longer in the world, but they are in the world, and I am coming to you. Holy Father, protect them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one as we are one." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise
you may be seated, and I ask the children to come forward for the children's sermon.
Good morning. Have a seat. Do we have some more? Now, we are all children of God. And, you know, a lot of people think about, well, what do we do to make sure we please God? Now, for some people, they say, you know, we need to stay away from everything that's sinful and against sin, and the people that are sinful, so that we won't sin. Other people say, you know, we need to be with the people who are sinning so that we can teach them and influence them and help them learn to love God too. That's been a big debate for a very long time. There are even monks and certain groups of people who live all by themselves, away from everybody else, so they won't be tempted to sin. But, you know, I think what we can do is that we can live among everybody and teach them about the love of God. So, we're going to talk about, this is our world, okay? Nice and clean. Oh, but what happened with Adam and Eve? They ate the apple, and when they ate the apple, they brought sin into the world. Oh my, what's happening to our world? What's happening there? It's turning green. It's getting kind of murky. Sin kind of does that to people. Hold that a minute. And you know, it's kind of hard if we're living in the world and we also sin for us not to be in there with all that murky and ugly stuff, right? So I'm going to show you what we as Christians can do. Okay, you're going to have to open that paling for those of us who are not good at that. Okay, thank you. Okay. This is going to represent us as Christians, okay? And we're going to be in the world with everybody. Thank you. Okay. Oh, what's happening? Well, it kind of is, isn't it? But what's happening with that stuff we put in there at the very top? Is it in with the green?
No,
what's it doing? It's staying at the top. You're right. Well, that's kind of what we're like as Christians. We have something very special. We have the love of God, and when we do that, we can be with all the sinful stuff, and still, people are going to notice, you know, there's something about those Christians. You know, they're going to see the love that you show to all your friends and family, and even people that aren't related to you. They're going to see that you're kind to people. And they're going to go, you know, I want to be like that. I want to be a Christian. So that's one of the things that you do. You can be among everybody that is, but you can show them that you're unique. You're different. And they're going to want to be like that. And today in our gospel, Jesus prayed to God. He said, you know, God, I'm going to be leaving here. And I know my friends and my disciples, they're going to be staying here to preach your word and to make new disciples and everything. So I need you to be with them. Give them strength to do that. And so he prayed for us. And I think he still prays for us today to make sure that we're living the kind of life we need to so that we can be in the world but not of the world, where we're doing all of the sinful things that maybe other people can do. We make better choices. So we always want to remember that God gives us strength and that we're the example for other people to look at and say, I want some of that. That's your witness to God, so that people want to believe in Jesus and be saved just like you are. Okay, let's pray. Dear God, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for his words and all the things that he gave us. Thank you for answering his prayer to take care of us and give us strength. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. All right, thank you.
Grace and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Last Thursday, 3 days ago, was a holy day on the church calendar. The day was the day of Ascension. 40 days before that was Easter. Jesus had been arrested. He was put on trial. He was tortured. He was condemned. He was hung upon a cross to die. He died. He was buried. And on Easter, he rose from the dead. For 40 days, Jesus walked among people. He was there with his disciples. He showed them his hands and his feet and his side, the wounds from the cross. And he assured them that he was alive. There's a story in John's gospel where Jesus ate breakfast with them on the beach. Jesus was alive. He had risen from the dead. But the ascension then, 40 days after Easter, is when Jesus returns back to heaven. His work on earth is complete. He has died for our sins. He has risen from the grave, assuring us of eternal life. He has walked around for 3 years with disciples and with other people, preaching, teaching about the kingdom of God, showing the signs and the wonders, letting people know the love that God had for the people. Jesus did his work. He has completed his work, and he goes back up to heaven. There's two places where this story is told. One place is in Matthew's gospel, the very end of Matthew's gospel. Jesus' work is complete, and this is the last thing that Matthew puts in his gospel book. Is this story of ascension. That's probably the one that you know the best, and that's where Jesus gives that great commission. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The other place that this story of the ascension is written is in the book of Acts. Now, Luke did not include the story of the ascension in his gospel. Rather, he waited until his second book, And he puts it at the very beginning of the second book. Luke is the author of Acts. And he puts it right there at the very beginning of Acts because it has, not only has Jesus completed his work, but it also shows that this is how we move forward. It's that continuation of what Jesus did, moving forward. And so we look at this story a little bit. Jesus goes and meets his disciples on a mountain. In Matthew's gospel, it's up in Galilee. Here in Acts, it's close to Jerusalem, a short ways away. But they go up on a hill or on a mountain, and Jesus rises up to heaven. But before that happens, the disciples are gathered in Matthew's gospel. The disciples are still confused. They still don't understand. And Matthew even mentions some of them even doubt it. Here in Acts, what Luke writes is that the disciples are somewhat confused, and so they ask, is now the time that you are going to restore the land back to Israel? They're still thinking in political measures. But Jesus has so much more in mind. He says, that time you will not know. You do not need to know. You know, people get caught up in the end times. They always think, when is it going to happen? When is it going to happen? Is it now? Is it going to happen now? You see signs of distress in the world. You see wars. You see earthquakes. You see famines. You see floods. You see all these signs and you think, is this the end of the world? But that's not for us to judge. It's not for us to know. We don't know when that's going to be. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't need to know. It's not important to me when this world is going to end. Because what we need to do as Christians is live as if it's going to be today. That the end of the world is today. Live in that manner every day. We shouldn't, if we found out that the end of the world is coming tomorrow, would you change your behavior? And the answer should be no, because I live my life as I'm called to by Christ. Now, am I perfect? No. Are any of us perfect? No. But we need to live our life by following Christ. So how do we do that? How do we live our life in that way? Jesus tells us right here in Acts. He told us right there in Matthew. In Matthew, he says, go therefore and make disciples. Here in Acts, he says, you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in all Judea and Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We follow Christ by being witnesses. We look at Christ, what Christ has done. These disciples and other followers were with Christ for these last 3 years before he ascends up to heaven. They were with him day in, day out. They saw what he did. They witnessed his healings. They witnessed the signs and the wonders. They heard what he had to say in his messages, in his sermons, and his private conversations, or in the classes that they had with him. As they were walking down the road, they had conversations. They saw how Jesus handled people and how he welcomed people. People of all natures. He welcomed those who were outcast of society, the poor, the injured, the lame. He also spoke with the rich, the wealthy, the powerful. Jesus excluded no one. So we follow Jesus. We are to be witnesses. 50 days after Easter, Ascension was 40 days after Easter. 50 days after Easter is Pentecost. Jesus tells us he is going to send an advocate, someone to help us. So we're not doing this all alone. We're not being a church all by ourselves. But he sends the Holy Spirit to enthuse us, to call us, to gather us together, to enlighten us, to make us whole, to always call us back when we lead astray. That Holy Spirit calls us back to action, back to faith. So we're not alone here in this earth. We simply follow Jesus. And that can be any way. Look at the stories of Jesus, of how he did that. And a lot of times it was in one-on-one kind of conversations. And you never know when you may run into that opportunity just to talk to someone. It may be someone doing work around your house. It may be a neighbor. It could be a family member you could talk to about Jesus. The opportunities arise. It could be somebody in the grocery store. It could be somebody at work, somebody at school. That opportunity arises. And I know I catch those opportunities. I do visit with people from time to time to see them. When I go to make hospital visits, a lot of times, mainly in the larger cities, I'll wear my clergy collar. And people will stop to me because they want to talk. I've been invited into rooms there in the hospital because somebody needed being prayed for, even though I've never met these people before. But those opportunities are there, and you don't need to be a pastor to do those things. He calls all of us to be witnesses, to be witnesses. Be ready to open and share your message about Christ, your story about Christ. Yes, you can point them to Scripture, you can point them to the stories of Jesus, but you can also tell them why Jesus is important in your life. Why is Jesus so important? How has God helped you? That's what it means to witness. Your story. How God has affected you. How God has lifted you up. And tell that story of how Jesus has saved you and wants to save all people. Those opportunities arise. Grab them when you can. It's kind of scary sometimes. You don't know the folks, maybe, or are you not sure how people are going to react? But it doesn't hurt to try. And that's what Jesus is calling us to do. Go, therefore, and make disciples of all nations. I am sending you as witnesses to all the earth. Amen. May the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, keep our hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.